This is the Mega 64 podcast. Our first international. Is it our first international? We did one in Canada.
Yeah, but
that doesn't count.
This is a different continent.
Yeah, different continent.
Part of the world, hemisphere.
New Zealand style. And we're shooting it in a very special way. GoPro, high frame rate, which is only used for action.
Action stunts.
So if any action takes place, you're going to see every frame. You're going to get every. No motion blur. There will be no motion blur in this podcast. So. Everyone should be excited about that. If you see any motion blur that's on YouTube, please report to YouTube.
Yeah, tell them that that's their problem.
Yeah, because we are doing this action cam GoPro style. Anyway.
But welcome to the... Welcome.
Holy God. Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
Theme song.
I'm a lonely horseman. Got my pistol. I'm just trying to be somebody besides the lonely horseman. Got my gun at my side. I'm just trying to be...
Welcome back, everybody. We're checking to see if there are grass stains from that intro.
Got grass stains on my pants.
Did it happen?
A little bit.
Your outfit, you've got all the things on that when I was a kid, if I wore any of that, there would be grass stains. Like I couldn't, denim was like a magnet for that. I couldn't do that. But anyway, we're here in New Zealand, as was said. Was there motion blur in the opening? Let us know. Contact.
We also did another opening in Hobbiton, so I'm not sure if we're going to.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We did.
We're going to have to do two theme songs this episode.
You know what? I'm going
to
show that one right now. Yo, welcome everyone to a very special New Zealand podcast.
That's right. We are filming this podcast live from the set of Pandora.
That was
the theme song.
No.
Sivako!
Not yet. All right. Now, what one was better? You let us know
that
in the comments.
That one was more Avatar themed.
You honestly embarrassed me by yelling so loud.
Why?
Because it was so quiet there. Everyone was quiet and hopped in, just yelling Sivato or whatever.
Sivako?
Sivako.
Jesus, that was racist. But,
Lord, you just said the N-word in Avatar language.
In Avatar?
In Nami.
You never say.
I'm sorry.
Sivato.
I'm so sorry.
Say that. He just said it.
Apologies.
Too. I'm the only one who hasn't said Sivato. Damn it.
Oh, man.
We're all
canceled on Pandora.
We're not allowed to go back. They're going to have to replace us with Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon.
Yep.
On Pandora.
Yeah. We were just talking about, check it out, guys. Apple TV Plus has got a new show coming out, the morning show, and it's getting shit reviews. It's apparently terrible. So we are sponsored by them, so we are going to say it's great.
We think it's good.
We think it's great.
I love it.
We were given an ad read. Apple TV Plus, the morning show, despite... what you heard about it being a piece of shit, it's not, and we love it, and we love them, their money.
Thank you
Apple. Thank you.
We are currently podcasting from on top of the volcano in Devonport, New Zealand.
Is that where we are? I did not look into the location.
This is the first time I think we've had a podcast on top of a volcano. That's pretty exciting.
It won't be the last.
It's a lot greener. I'm gonna show everyone, but how green this is.
On top of one volcano.
What kind of volcano is that?
Looking at another. There's another one over there.
Yeah.
We don't know what that one is.
No. That one looks more menacing.
I think it might be Ringu Totu.
Is that what it's called?
I'm pretty sure that's how you pronounce it. I've been practicing my Kiwi accent all week. Let me give you a taste of the Kiwi accent.
Okay.
At the convention, we have the Death is Certain shirt.
Oh, yeah.
But if you're Kiwi, you would come up to the booth and you would say, "Oi, let me get the dog shit." And all week, people have been asking for the dog shit.
I really was confused by that. Give me the dog shit. Give me the dog shit.
Dog shit.
Yeah.
I'd like to buy the dog shit. And after about five times of being like, why are you insulting our shirts? Oh, dog shirt.
Dog shirt.
And then we had a lesson from one of our new Kiwi friends that if somebody says, "Why don't you have a sit on my dick?" They're talking about a patio.
Yeah. Oh.
Don't say that
in
New Zealand.
Don't say that in America.
Don't say that in America. You can say it in New Zealand.
Okay.
You got confused. It's fine. Yeah. I'm noticing your sick ass hoodie, Rocco.
Oh, you noticed that?
I noticed that.
Yeah, I went to the Hobbit movie set. Little inside info for you film nuts out there.
Yeah.
They filmed the Lord of the Rings movies a long time ago, whenever that was. But more importantly, they filmed the Hobbit trilogy in New Zealand. So we visited the set.
I'll cop to it. I got that shirt. I got the same shirt.
Well, you know what kills me is I got the exact same shirt. It has all the exact same artwork as the hoodie.
Yeah.
In the exact same spot. And I wanted to wear both at the same time to show both, but I didn't.
Well, tell him it's just as good.
I just got some... Wait, what do I have?
Oh, God.
I got some Junji Ito shit.
I'm not going to tell him that.
What a waste.
We spend every fucking podcast talking about Rocco's clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he might be the most unfashionable person I've ever known in my entire life.
Opposite.
In my entire fucking life. And every podcast. Look at these socks. Look at the shirt I got. Look at the Jedi robe I got from Disneyland.
Well, check it out. I found out we did a panel at Armageddon Expo in Auckland.
Yeah.
I want to say thank you to everybody.
Thank you there.
Who had us there and saw us there and whatever. But they had a KFC booth. And if you won this like gladiatorial game, they would give you KFC socks. I didn't wear those either. But next podcast, I'm going to have KFC socks that are going to be off the chain.
You know what? Actually, I'm the one who got the socks for Rocco. And I'm going to show you what I had to go through right now.
Sea booth. They got, they got these socks.
Action going on.
I'm trying to win these socks for my boy Rocco. James here, we're going to battle it out in a second. I don't know what's going to happen. Waluigi. Oh, no. Now, that guy right there is a soldier. He came by and said hello to our booth recently. So we want him to win. We want Waluigi to win. I don't know, dude. This is... Oh. Okay, come on. No. You can get it back. Get it. Oh. It's brutal. It's brutal. We got him, everyone. We got him. Don't worry. We got him. Waluigi's got him. I got him. James is a good sport.
Just drop the socks.
He dropped it. Oh my God. He dropped the socks.
5 second rule, okay? 5 second rule.
So good to eat. So good to eat. We got him.
Wow, that was incredible. I was told later that a lot of people after our panel were in line. You saw other like Mega 64 viewers.
I mentioned at the
right?
panel that they had a KFC sock thing, and then so I got in line for you.
Yeah.
And then there was like, everyone who was at the panel was in line to do the KFC thing to get you socks.
I was told later by someone that they were like, you know, we were all trying to get those for you. I was like, damn. See, Sean did it.
Well, I gotta do it. You know.
Anyway.
I'm brainstorming here, getting a flash of inspiration.
Okay.
The volcano gods have spoken to me. I think we should have a Rocco look-alike contest.
Oh.
And let's see if you can mimic
good luck
the Rocco fashion style.
Okay.
You know, which means you have to put as many contradictory clashing pieces of clothing together as you can in one go. So for today,
I'm doing pretty good today.
We have the Hobbiton movie set sweater.
Gotta go there to get that.
The Jurassic Park Safari shorts.
Yeah, straight from Universal.
The Nintendo 64 socks.
Straight from a closing GameStop.
The golden Nikes.
Yeah, those are just gold. They're made of gold.
And the Junji Ito t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, I got Junji. So it's a girl's rotting head.
Representing, weeaboo culture as well.
Oh,
what else do we have?
Make sure your pockets are right. Fanta.
Damn.
Yeah, so how many brands can you endorse?
This is a woman's wallet. Like, it's
how do you know that?
I'm going to call this, I'm going to name this fashion style. I'm going to name it.
Badass.
NASCAR chic.
I like that. That works.
Hey,
NASCAR chic is pretty good.
NASCAR chic.
That's pretty good.
This guy has so many endorsements and logos plastered on him. He looks like a NASCAR.
And hey, Tenga too. I won't say where.
That one's real plastered.
Jesus Christ. I don't even know where to go.
Do your best. Tweet at us. Yeah. Instagram tag us. NASCAR chic. We will pick the top five and we will feature them on an upcoming episode.
Yeah.
Of this podcast.
You should get a prize or something. We'll give you a prize.
The number one, the person who's most NASCAR chic of the group will get a special prize.
That sounds fair.
Besides looking cool.
Yeah, besides.
That's the
besides looking cool. And bonus points.
if you could take your NASCAR chic look and find a real like pop culture relevant photo to take your location, I'm talking, you know, control room of the Millennium Falcon.
Oh, that's the best place.
Hobbit Town.
Iconic.
On top of a volcano.
Disneyland, whatever it is, the Coca-Cola factory.
KFC, whatever.
Bonus points if you can if you can add a location to your NASCAR chic look, but you don't have to.
Yeah, that's optional.
That's a good idea though.
Like tweet that. At us at Mega64 Instagram. What's Instagram? Mega64 official?
Yes.
Yeah. 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 One of those two. We'll be checking the social media.
Nice. We will. You know what's killing me too is I got at Hobbiton the best beanie I've ever had. Yeah. It just says the Hobbit Motion Picture Trilogy.
Now I saw that there, and I thought, well, you could buy that at Topic. Why would I buy that here?
Because it's from Hobbit. No, I've never seen one at Hot Topic that just said the Hobbit Motion Picture Trilogy.
Mm.
That's so specific.
A lot of, Hobbiton was cool. Yeah. It was a one time. It was once in a lifetime thing, I think.
Yeah.
You go there, I saw the Hobbit holes, and I was like, wow, I cannot believe I'm here. This is so cool.
Yeah, it was pretty
dope. But after the 2 hours, I was like, okay, I'm good.
I thought it was good because they knew what they had. It wasn't, all right, we're going to spend 1,000 hours here in this whatever. It was like, leave them wanting more. Here's all their homes. Isn't that cool? All right, let's go.
This is where they had the party.
And we'll get a drink at the Green Dragon.
Hey, here's a beer on the house for the Green Dragon, and here's some meat pie.
Yeah.
Take it easy.
Yeah, when we came out of the Green Dragon, I noticed there was this tent and it said reserved for special parties. And I asked our tour guide, I was like, you know, can you rent this place out? And he was like, yeah, you know, corporate events, some people have weddings here. And I joked and I was like, oh, I want to have my Star Wars themed wedding here. Joking.
It was a joke.
He outdid me because he's like, yeah, well, about 2 weeks ago, we actually had a wedding, all the groomsmen were stormtroopers, all the bridesmaids were Harry Potter wizards, and then they had it on the field where Bilbo had his birthday party. And I was like, they fucking beat me to it.
They beat you to it.
I was joking, but they really are that dorky out here.
They did.
I can only imagine how expensive it would be to rent that out.
I guarantee you they are not from New Zealand.
Yeah, oh, no.
They are American.
You think so?
I do.
That adds...
That reeks of America.
Okay, so you have to get all those costumes for your wedding party, then fly everybody out to New Zealand, then take the two and a half hour bus ride both ways to get to Hobbiton.
And then
you got to close the whole place down for your wedding.
God knows what that costs.
And you got to have it for hours.
But the place that was available to rent for stuff like that was the field that Bilbo had his birthday party.
Right.
Who wouldn't want to get married there? I mean, come on.
It was cool.
You have a whiz bangs. And what do you call them? Whirly gigs?
But you have to get married at night, I think.
Absolutely.
The party was at night.
Yeah.
And you have fireworks.
Yeah. You got to do the fireworks.
But if you got
it looks
the
like
money,
a dragon.
Yeah. You get the money.
I'm doing it. You guys are going to have to fly yourselves out, but tough shit. I'm getting married there.
Oh, Rock's going to have
whether
little,
I have a bride
wedding.
Or not.
It's just going to be Rocco in a Jedi robe at Bilbo's Field.
That's already money saved. I already got that shit.
Let's talk about, everybody knows, it's common knowledge, Rocco, you have an addiction to Jedi robes from Disneyland, and I said, you know, if we go to Hobbit Town, they might have Gandalf robes.
Yeah.
They didn't have Gandalf robes, they had Frodo robes.
Yeah, they had the actual, like, it looked, it was his robe, like, he's got that thing over him, that's a robe.
How much was
$900.
Oh!
Now, that's
$900 in
New Zealand.
Which is probably, like, $750 American.
Right?
About that, maybe $600
at the low end. But still, what the hell?
And we were told, well, it's that expensive because they make it from the actual wool from the sheep on this farm.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit? Those sheep aren't in the movie.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I felt.
Those aren't... They specifically said Peter Jackson saw those sheep and said, not using those sheep in the movie. Too modern.
Yeah.
You got modern sheep.
Old-ass sheep.
Making the Frodo robes.
Yeah.
I call bullshit.
That disappointed me so much. I was ready to buy all the costumes. I was ready to get Gandalf's... Derek got my hopes up that they were going to have Gandalf's full getup. Like, he's like, you know, they're going to have the robe, probably going to have the hat. Now, they also had... They did have Gandalf's hat.
Yeah.
But it was another similar situation. It was, made from... cotton from the farm here, and it was like at least $200
It was miniature.
Yeah,
it looked like one of those. Right? It was like one of those mini steampunk hats you clip to your hair. It's like, please,
Derek. Privately to me later said, like, I've never seen Rocco light up more than when I said they could have Gandalf robes. Rocco got so excited, and then we saw the light just drain out of you when they didn't happen.
That I found is my new thing. Is other than trying to get all my clothes to have every brand ever made.
Yeah,
is getting the cloaks from famous movies.
So what's on your bucket list of famous movie cloaks?
Well, my number one was Emperor Palpatine, and I got the full thing. So I'm set
there.
Thank
God. The dude's robe from Big Lebowski.
I'm not a Lebowski guy.
He already has a Jedi robe that's close to this.
I think Homer Simpson wore like a blue muumuu with
pink flowers.
Pink hibiscus flowers.
Yeah.
It's iconic. And the hat.
And the hat, too.
That's fat shaming.
And the hat. That was just a
classic
costume.
Classic episode.
Real quick poll. Fuck this robe shit. Okay. Real quick, legit poll.
All right.
Lebowski fans.
Yeah.
Are we into Lebowski or don't care about Lebowski?
I saw it when I was 13, and I don't remember most of it. Remember the topless girl painting on like a swing thing?
Yeah.
I remember that because I was 13. That's it.
I love the Coen brothers, and that is, you know, the Coen brothers make three kinds of movies.
Yeah.
They make hard-boiled,
right,
noir, gritty crime films. They make comedy, off-ball, oddball comedies. And then they walk the line where it's like a blend of the two. And that might be their best oddball comedy.
Really? For just, some reason, I
just
didn't like it.
Straight comedy.
I swear you told me that, but maybe I'm thinking of somebody else.
Now, some of their movies, I think, are really bad. Like, Coen brothers are geniuses, but like everybody, they're not perfect. They make mistakes sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you, A Simple Man. I think that was what the movie was called.
I didn't see that one.
I think it was awful. But Lebowski's really, The Big Lebowski is great. It's really good.
I saw it right out of high school, and I didn't get it. I was like, everyone was like, oh my God.
I don't think it.
And I didn't retain one. I honestly can't tell you anything about it. I don't remember.
I don't think it appeals to everybody. It's not everybody's kind of movie.
I should watch it again now, though.
If you, if you like that kind of Odyssey through Los Angeles type movie, if you like, weirdo fringe culture kind of characters, I think you get a kick out of Big Lebowski. Well,
and my tastes have changed too, because
it's a movie all about like the rejects that live in Los Angeles.
Because like 15 years ago or however long ago, I would have hated Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. But now I love it. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like my tastes have changed where I can just watch a kind of weird thing like that and just be like, hey, it doesn't have to have maybe the best story or whatever. I like it for what it is.
You know what movie you're thinking of? Raising Arizona. I don't like that movie.
I saw some of it and I liked what I saw.
Everybody,
because it was so eccentric, but I never saw the whole
thing. Everybody loves that movie, and that one is not for me. And I know I'm gonna get shit. Everybody's gonna be like, Derek, that movie's so good. You're an idiot. But sorry, doesn't
ring
my bell.
No, it was very weird. But I didn't see the whole thing. I liked the little chunk that I saw.
It's too weird for me. I guess I'm not a huge Nicolas Cage fan.
No, I'm not either. I've never really loved them.
We watched a shitload of movies this weekend, actually, because our hotel had this four movie channel thing, and we just kept putting on different movies. We watched
Sky Classics.
Sky. But it was
Sky
like
Classics, Sky Vintage, Sky Action,
and Sky
Premiere. Sky Premiere.
Yeah, and the commercials on the channel was The Sky Promise, a new movie every night.
Yeah.
But it was like they acted like they were like helping you in a time of need. The Sky Prom. If there isn't a new movie tonight, we will personally sacrifice a staff member. You know, it was like the Sky Promise. Oh my God, we're trying, you guys.
But
I'm sorry.
We really ended up watching some. We watched The Animal, which
Rob Schneider.
Classic. I think that of all weekend, that's the only movie we watched beginning to end.
Yeah.
And it was probably the worst.
It was the worst. There is something that I love of watching those shit movies with you guys in the hotel.
In a hotel.
Like, we're trapped. It was raining. You can't do anything else.
Well, it's right up there with, as people who've watched this in the past know, we have our routine shitty DVDs.
Yeah.
Thing that we would do at GDC. We'd be cooped up in a room editing and we'd watch bad movies. It just ties into that.
Yeah.
And The Animal was one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
How did that
get made?
Hey, legitimately, I think we all laughed at least once, legitimately.
Yes.
Norm MacDonald showed up, had a funny line, and left, and that was, we laughed.
Norm MacDonald showed, like, the whole movie was us staring blankly at gags in the movie. And then when an angry mob shows up at the end, and it was Norm MacDonald, he was cracking us up the whole, it was like, yeah, this is legit funny now.
Yeah, he's funny.
He showed up, and he was funny.
I feel like that was even written, he just improvised that. That seems like something he would do, so. But we watched that. We watched some weird shit. What was that one that we saw? It was the one with like the girl who was...
Passion.
What was that? Was that Brian De Palma?
Brian De Palma. Whoa. What
was the plot of that movie?
It was a
Don't ask. You have to see it for yourself. it was like a... Yeah, you can't even describe it. But it, you know what? was fun to watch.
I kept thinking about it because it was so fucking weird.
I mean, Brian
so,
De Palma's a good director.
It was a well-made movie with a really bad script.
And, like, yep. Bad script, bad acting from good actors.
I don't think the acting was necessarily bad. I just think the material that they had to work with was so...
The lighting was so weird.
Here's the thing.
That's how I feel, too.
It was an adaptation of a French film, so I think something was lost in translation.
Yes.
Something that,
that makes perfect sense.
Might fly in France. You watch it in English, you're like, okay.
Why are we doing this?
A little weird. Yeah.
I'm trying. What are other movies that have that are like excellently executed, but like the script is like or the story whatever is not? I hear people argue that a lot for like Tron Legacy, but I love Tron Legacy, so yeah. I don't care.
Well, I mean, but, I don't want to get shit for this, but I thought The Joker was a well-made movie.
I was gonna say
good acting.
I think I would count that,
but I didn't like the story at all.
Yeah, I think I would count that. It was well done.
Yeah.
I kind of felt that way about, to a degree, there's a degree I kind of go, but kind of felt that way about Alien Covenant, where it was, you know, there was some cool directing in it, some really cool set pieces, things like that, and it was like, man, this just didn't have the ambition to, you know what I mean? It was just kind of like, oh man, we're just running from that thing again.
So, yeah, so we watched movies. At the convention, the convention was pretty cool, actually. It was bigger than I thought it was going to be.
Same here. I thought it was going to be kind of like a smaller con.
Yeah. Yeah. We had fun at Armageddon Expo.
They had legit big, huge booths from like Nintendo, Sony. Yeah.
You know what? We were considered VIP guests, and we got to hang out with all the other guests.
Yeah.
And we were up in the green room on the first day, and we're chatting with voice actors and famous cosplayers, and I don't know who any of these people are. And we're talking to one guy. Sean's talking to him mostly about football, and I'm just there on my phone, like,
honestly, it was like, yeah, football,
yeah,
and
just
kid
like
stuff.
I'm browsing Instagram, and then, you know, he's talking football. Yeah, I hated football growing up. I hated rugby, you know, growing up in the UK. And then we started talking about like comic book collections, and he was like, yeah, you know, you never know what's going to become valuable. I remember I had all these Harry Potter books, and people were like, get the whole cast to sign the books. And I'm there with the whole cast thing. I'm not going to pass the book around. That's stupid.
Yeah, that's tacky.
Yeah, and it's like, all right, oh, your bus is here. Walk away. And I'm thinking, why was this guy with the whole cast of Harry Potter? And then it clicked. I was like, that was Lucius Malfoy.
Yeah.
Talking to Jason Isaac. Had no clue until he walked away. And I was like, yeah, what? I want to talk Harry Potter. Oh, he's gone.
Yeah, Jason Isaacs is like a legit actor. Wait, now I'm paranoid. Is it Isaac or Isaacs?
I think it's Isaacs. Isaacs.
But, more than one. Legit great actor. But now that's funny. That was Derek's experience. We're talking with him. I'm standing right there, and we're laughing about like we're talking about like interactions we've had, and like, you know, you were talking about like having kids.
Yeah,
because
he's
like saying that.
You know, he has kids, and like traveling with kids is tough. And
We were just shooting the shit for like half an hour, and I knew he played Lucius Malfoy, but I've never been a huge Harry Potter guy. But my radar was going off in my brain, like, whoa, you should be freaking out about this. You know what I mean? My brain was telling me that, but I'm like, well, I know he's from Harry Potter, but. I was never a hardcore Harry Potter guy. Like, why am I freaking out? Something's freaking out. What is it? And I'm like, I know he was Captain Hook. And he was a good Captain Hook. I didn't care for that Peter Pan movie in 2003, but he was a good Hook.
You know what I will say? Not to cut you off, but I saw that Peter Pan movie, and the only truly great part of that movie is him.
Yeah, totally. I totally agree.
And there's a moment at the end of that movie that I'm watching the movie like, this thing sucks. And then he has this moment where it gives me chills, where he talks about like how he was so lonely as a child. That's why he became Captain Hook. The finale of that movie, right before Captain Hook is defeated, is actually like riveting. And
yeah,
like,
he's really good.
He's a great actor.
Yeah. So I'm thinking about that too, but I'm like, that's not why I'm freaking out. Why am I freaking out about this? And then it went up. He looked at me and it hit me. That's the bastard that killed Mel Gibson's sons in The Patriot. He was the villain in The Patriot. That guy was, I saw that movie. That's one of my favorite, like, cheese ball. Honestly, it's made by the same guys who did Independence Day.
Yeah.
And it's on the same level of, like, this is a corny movie I'm going to watch on the 4th of July. You know, it's the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
But that guy was such a bastard in that movie.
Bird landed here.
Hey, Bird.
New Zealand bird.
Guys, this is high frame rate nature footage.
Fuck it.
Bird.
Anyway, that guy would piss me off so bad when I first saw that movie. And so, yeah, when it occurred to me, then I wasn't starstruck or like nervous until I remembered that. And then I was like, oh, shit.
Well,
I'm like texting my brother, like, oh my gosh.
Sean had the best story with him.
Yeah, I knew who he was the whole time, and honestly, I thought he was awesome as Lucius Malfoy. I think I really liked him.
Yeah.
But I also, I'm like, you know, I've talked to people before, like, you know, yeah. He's just a dude. So like, we're like hanging out and talking, and couldn't be nicer. Legitimately, couldn't be nicer. And then later that evening, I'm going up to the hotel room. He's in the same hotel as us. And we get in the elevator together. I'm like, oh, hey, how's it going, dude? And he's like, oh, it's going good. And he's like, I saw a plane. Oh, cool. And then so, like, the buttons were all fucked up, and he hit the wrong button, and I was kind of screwed, and I couldn't get to my floor. He goes, oh, Sean, I am so sorry. It's like, this dude remembers my name? This guy fucking rules.
Yeah.
Jason Isaacs dude's is cool. a badass.
Dude's cool. Except for what he did to Mel Gibson's family. Other than that, dude rules.
Yeah.
Dude's cool.
Honestly, I was like, when I saw that he was coming, his comment, there's no way we're gonna even see that guy. Like, he's fucking
same here.
Goodness.
I thought he would be like protected.
And I get it, you know, but like, no, he was hanging out this whole night. Like, he was fucking.
He
cool.
was super cool.
We got to hang out with all the celebrity guests at Armageddon next week because it's such a small. It's weird because we go to Comic-Con and they bring all the celebrities and we're just like peons on the show floor. Yeah. Like, yeah, buy our shirts, buy our DVDs. We come to Armageddon Expo. They put us in the room with Lucius Malfoy, Napoleon Dynamite, John Heater, a Honky Tonk Man from WWE.
Yeah.
We're hanging out with him.
Yeah.
I had a talk with him about urinals because the urinals here in New Zealand.
They're to the trough system.
They've all been trough style. And so
what's up with
he
that?
He and I both walked into a bathroom and he was like, dang it, I ain't using these. You mess your shoes up. The whole thing's a mess. I'm like, yeah, I'm with you. He's like, they got rid of these in the U.S. I'm like, they should get rid of them here. Yeah, yeah. So me and Honky Tonk had a great piss conversation. So that was great. Yeah. Should I have shared that? You decide.
No, I'll come get you if that's the answer.
Oh, he's going to give me the Honky Tonk Stunner. Is that what he did?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was cool. When we were at like the like after party thing that they had, Napoleon Dynamite John Heater was standing there and Sean was near him and I went in like, hey man, just want to introduce us. And Sean was giving me this look of like
what the fuck?
How are you going to
how are you gonna segue this?
Yeah, like you just barged in and just went like, hey, what, you know, like what are we gonna do? And then Sean didn't anticipate this. I said, hey, we did the toy commercials for the Aquabat Super Show, and he went, oh, it's you guys, wow, because John Heater was, what was he, Hawkman or Bird guy?
Oh, shit.
I think he was. He was the bird character.
Eagle Claw.
But he
Eagle
was,
Claw.
Eagle Claw.
Eagle Claw, Bird Claw. I think it's Eagle Claw.
He was in the Aquabat Super Show. He played, it was a villain, right?
Yep.
And he was in that, and that was, I knew as soon as I brought up those Aquabats, he was going to be like,
he told me anything else, and I'm like, dude, we released the episode, and it came out today.
Their newest episode has us in it.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, yeah. And so anyway.
And then these guys were like, let's grab a photo. And he's like, yeah, yeah. And then I tried to weasel my way in there. And John Heater gives me the biggest, like, who the fuck are you?
He did, yeah. He was like, why is this guy in the photo?
Yeah, and I was like, I'm with these guys.
I knew that happened without even looking. I was posing for the photo like that or whatever.
Yeah.
And I could hear Derek go, I'm with these guys.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, he's, okay. Anyway. Do you want to talk about that at all? We got the Aquabats.
Yeah, I mean, episode came out. Talk about it for a second. The full thing is out now, so check it out. It's Martian Girl.
They first uploaded part one of the Martian Girl episode because I think 10 minutes was going to be way too long for anyone. You know, 10 minutes is a long time. Who knows if you're going to make it through that whole thing?
Right, of course.
So they canceled that plan. They put up the whole Martian Girl episode, which is 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean and I are agents designed to investigate this intergalactic threat. We were really stoked. The Martian Girl song by the Aquabats is one of their most iconic songs.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
And so this episode was kind of the backstory.
When they gave us the script, I was like, oh, fuck yeah, Martian Girl.
We were like, Martian Girl. And we even had this might be controversial.
Oh, wow.
There was actually a part in the script where they were like, where Ricky's
song.
Like, Martian Girl from Planet V, will you marry me? And everyone goes, whoa.
Which is the song.
And they had me saying, whoa. Sean, in a fit of rage, said, can we do one simultaneous so I can get in on this whoa?
You know what, just in case.
But I understood, because Sean and I, both huge Aquabats fans.
Also, I don't know if I suggested it. I think they said maybe we should try that, and I said, yes, definitely try that.
The Diva chat field suggested it. So we did it, and we did a new take with both of us saying it. They didn't use it. Just me.
We were watching the episode, and the second it gets to Rock, I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, Sean, like, backed away. God. So, if you notice a kind of a wedge in Mega 64 happening more and more, stand. So start looking for that tension in episodes to come. Derek, do you want to talk about that experience at all?
I wasn't in that episode. They got a better actor. Agent Dorito was some dude.
Yeah. Cast by some dude.
Played by the world famous actor.
I think he owned Dorito.
Some random guy.
Yeah.
That was going to be a bigger role, played by yours truly.
Yeah,
but,
huge role.
I missed my flight that day. It was a hell of a day.
We should say that episode, that was a whole hellacious experience because we went out to Utah once.
We drove
out there because it's three in the of us. Middle of nowhere. And we were like, let's drive.
Let's rewind. We were in the middle of filming Metal Gear Solid in 5 minutes.
And
we had a film shoot with Sarah Merrill that had been booked for weeks.
Yeah.
And it was that Saturday. And Aquabats were like, well, can you come out on Thursday or Friday? Like the day before to Utah to film your parts?
Yeah, it was tight.
And it's one day and just drive right back.
And we're like, okay, yeah, we'll do it. And they're like, okay, do you think you might be able to give us like a couple of days just in case the schedule gets shifted? And we're like, no, we really can't. We really can't because we have a film shoot set up. So we can reschedule it. No, we can't reschedule. All right. Just come out for one day and we'll make sure it happens. And so we're like, okay. And we check the weather and we're like, you know, it's supposed to rain that day. And they're like, no, it's not going to rain.
It's not going to rain.
It's not going to happen. We drove out there. It rained.
Yeah.
And so the film shoot got rescheduled.
We literally pulled up, got out after this all day drive, got up. And then they were like, yeah, so it's off. We're done.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Okay, so we just turned around, drove back. We stopped in Las Vegas, got lunch, and then just went
out. That was a good lunch, to be fair.
16-hour round trip.
Yeah.
So then they're like, come back out. We will reschedule after all. This time we're going to fly you out. So the day of the flight...
There's a tiny airport in that little town.
Yeah.
Long story short, I tell my Uber driver, take me to United Airlines. Okay, cool. He takes me to the wrong terminal. Here we are. Drops me off, drives away. Fuck. I have to take all my stuff. I run to the right terminal.
Yeah, Derek was traveling there separate from us. Like, we came from
different places. Take Ubers from our homes to go to the airport.
We should say, the flight was like a 6 a.m. flight, which is always tough. So
I woke up at like 4 in the morning, got dressed, you know, got all my stuff together, got dropped off at the airport, wrong side of the airport, run over the airport. There's a line out the fucking door. Okay. So I'm in line waiting, and I finally get to the front. At this point, it's like 5:30 a.m. Flight's at 6 a.m. Hey, I need to get my boarding pass. All right, when's your flight leaving? 6 a.m.? You missed your flight. That's what the woman tells me. I was like, no, it's 5:30. She's like, you missed it. And I was like, no, I didn't. And she's like, we have a policy. If it's within 30 minutes of a flight, we don't give a boarding pass. So you missed it. And she's already on the thing. I will reroute you, and I'm going to send you to Texas, and then you're going to be there at 4 p.m. today. It's like, I need to be there at 8 a.m. today because we're filming. Well, here's your ticket. Goodbye. So I texted these guys all this stuff. I texted the Aquabats and they're like, yeah, you know what? Don't worry about it. We're gonna film it and don't take your flight. And I was like, shit.
Yeah.
So I missed it, you know.
And it was a bummer. It was a bummer not having Derek there.
I knew all my lines. I had the costume fit for me.
But let's talk about the important thing. And again, maybe another wedge in Mega 64 is on the way. But I'm going to say it. It's not easy to hear.
Okay.
But I'm going to say it. Sean and I already had our boarding passes emailed electronically to us because we have iPhones and it didn't work on Android.
That is true. Whoever was in charge of booking these flights did not send me any information on the flight electronically. I don't know if Rocco's in charge of that.
Yes.
It was Rocco.
Whoever's in charge of it did not give me a single piece of information, so I did have to go to the desk to get my boarding pass.
We were Apple compliant. That's what you have to do.
You have to do
Apple or nothing.
Pretty callous attitude from the guy who fucked me over.
He's acting like a huge Apple
by not sending me any information.
Listen, I don't know how Android works.
Left me hanging. This guy doesn't know how Android works.
Yeah, he didn't give a thing. And then he took all your lines.
I don't know how computer illiterate you need to be to not know how Android works.
Listen, Apple, we got iMessage. Android is... I don't know what it even do. Do they even have text? I don't get it, and I don't want to get it because, frankly, it's scary. So anyway,
I
Let it be a lesson.
I suddenly think it might be, I think I might have been sabotaged.
Yeah. He said, I want these cool lines.
You know, yeah, you know what? I think somebody knows who the best actor in Mega 64 is. And he thought, I can't let
Derek's line was the original whoa, and that whoa, 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 whoa part. Yeah. And Rocco needed it.
We don't know who was going to play Dorito, for sure.
So, you know what? When you...
we could speculate all day.
Pick your friends well. Pick them, but that choose
was,
wisely.
It was crazy because we filmed that all day. And then woke up at 6 a.m. again and flew on home. And we were back. Yeah. It was like, it was a whirlwind, like, done thing. But it was a cool day.
And I think we were going to bring this up before, but I do want to say, we got to the set and the first thing we filmed was us charging towards the alien with the Aquabats.
Yeah.
And I was kind of jaded because, again, I was pissed off about the travel stuff. I was stressed about it. Yeah, I was just like, oh, my gosh, whatever. And so we got to the set, and I'm just kind of like, whatever. I've tuned the whole day out at that point. And then I realized what we were doing, and it was like, all right, everyone line up with the Aquabats. And it's like us in our suits with the Aquabats, like, charge. And we run with them, and I was like, and remember, we were like, this is badass.
Yeah, I was like,
this is cool.
Hey. And we were like, hey, I know this isn't like cool to say, but fuck, this is awesome.
Yeah, so, it was cool.
There was that moment of like running out there with them that was really, that was really sick. So,
and the second coolest part, we got to check out Freddy's Steak Burgers. Is that what the place is called?
I don't know. That was pretty good.
But they have frozen custard.
But they have that in San Diego, so we can take. We'll take
that.
Well, you know what? They used to drop nukes in St. George, Utah, and a lot of people there still die of cancer prematurely.
Really?
All the radiation. Yeah. So I guess.
So, fake lake could be dead lake.
I think I'll be dancing on your graves.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Someday.
Yeah. I wish you would have.
Well, anyways, thank you to the Aquabats for having us in it. Watch that episode.
That was
10 minutes.
Awesome, and it was a huge honor. Thank you to the Aquabats.
We'll do it again.
This is supposed to be an abridged podcast.
Yeah, it's not really abridged.
But okay, this wasn't real quick, I think one more thing to talk about: Flame War Theater.
Oh, yeah.
Came out the series finale.
Yep.
The Blade 2 review has come out. Did you see it? Did you like it? Do you feel like an adult now?
If you watch
your childhood ruined after watching that?
I will tell you that could have been the most uncomfortable I have ever been while filming a video. The original shot, you don't see anybody, but people started coming by the later takes.
Oh, the theater. So that was filmed at a local amphitheater in San Diego. It's open to the public. We didn't rent it. We didn't, lock it down. It was technically a stolen shot. Anybody can go there. You can film stuff there, but we had to walk around and clear that theater out. So I would go up to everybody and just ask them, like, hey, we're going to film something. Do you mind if we just clear you out of the show? Just give us 10 minutes. But there was one, like, guy with two toddlers, like 5 and 6 years old, eating, like, picnicking there. And I had to go up and be like, hey, just letting you know, we're about to film something. He was like, are we in your way? I was like, well, you're not in our way. But we're going to be performing a monologue that has some adult content in it. And I don't know if it's really appropriate for kids. He's like, well, what kind of adult content? And I was like,
oh, God.
Just real, real adult stuff. And then he kind of like had this moment of realization, like, kids, pack up your picnic. We're leaving.
Well, we kept, we did a few takes of it. And that happened. They walked in at one point. A group of like senior citizens.
A guy with a walker
came in.
I have a picture.
Like people,
I'll
people just
there.
Walk through that area, just like a park. They go for a walk and whatever. And it was like, oh my God. And Sean was like, dude, this sucks. Oh my God, they're gonna sit down to watch this. This sucks. And I told him, and this is my policy with it.
Yeah.
I was only worried about kids. Jeez. I didn't want kids to hear that filth. Because if you heard that Blade 2 review, you know it's disgusting.
Right.
I didn't want kids to hear it. Outside of kids, hey, you came to my show. You're the this old guy. He's heard it before. Just
I don't
you know
heard
what?
That before.
Yeah, to me, now we're at freedom of speech. Okay, this is a public area. I'm you hear my speech or you walk away.
Let me tell you,
kids were the only thing I was concerned
about. I had never read the full thing. I didn't
really.
I knew it was bad.
Did we do it on the podcast?
I think I tuned it out or something. I don't know.
But you were
but
reacting
when
bad.
He was saying things, and I was just like, my spine was like.
I ended the first take early.
Yeah.
Because Sean was sitting there, like, we did it. All right, let's go. And Derek's way back there with he's gonna do the big zoom.
Yeah.
And we're all ready to go, and we hit record, and I'm doing it, and I ended the first take early because I'm looking and Sean is right there going. And I'm like, oh, so we messed up the shot? Okay. And I'll go, all right, I'll stop. And Sean's like, no.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm just reacting to what you're saying.
Sorry, I'm like, just really stressed out. You're doing good.
I thought Sean, I mean, Sean's just looking at me going, I'm like, did I do something wrong?
No, it's good.
Is there a preschool, like coming in a bus or something, you know, but
no.
Anyway, but we did it. I, prior to filming that, was memorizing those lines. We were traveling so much in the weeks preceding filming that.
Yeah.
So on like the plane to Florida and like we were going to like Japan and stuff.
In this month, Rocco's gone to Japan and back, Florida and back, and now New Zealand and soon to be back.
Yeah, and Florida, that counts as almost all the other nations because Epcot's there. So that's pretty much every other country I went to. But on all those planes, I'm going, Blade 2 is pussy licking. Hellboy is deep dicking. And, you know, just quietly to myself when people are just like, you know,
if the Japanese flight attendant could have heard you. Ooh.
Oh, ooh. I didn't even think of that. Yeah. I should have said that.
Yeah.
It begins with long licks.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
They've heard it.
And a nose.
We've all heard it.
And
no.
Joy.
No.
Slowly.
Too proud.
I know you've heard it, but if the
now that woman's heard it.
If the Japanese airline.
Sorry. Few months ago, we were planning this episode. Like, I think Rocco came in. Like, I have an idea for the finale. Maybe this is too weird. Tell me what you think. I think we should just do the Blade 2 review as a monologue. And I was like, yes.
And then the last 10 seconds is the comments.
That's brilliant. But not only that, as soon as he told me, I had this flash in my mind years ago, I had watched a concert DVD, Pink Floyd Live at Pompeii.
Yeah.
And there was this moment that always stuck with me as like the most epic shot when they play Echoes. It's this super wide shot that slowly pushes in more and more. And
an amphitheater, right?
No, they're at Pompeii, it's like the Roman amphitheater.
Yeah.
There. And so I had this flash of like, we have to do this, but we can't just do this on the stage. This is the grand finale. We're going to go to that amphitheater. We're going to recreate Echoes.
Yeah. Cause in my mind, we were just going to do this in the Black Box Theater. Like we always do. And it was Derek that it was like,
we'll
go somewhere else.
You can do the side-by-side comparison. We had to just show up with real rough equipment. Couldn't really bring all of our equipment with us, but we did it by hand. And I was there. I was like, okay, now I'm going to get a super close-up shot. And then I hit the editing room, and I was so proud. The contrast of being so far away to just boom, right up in Rocco's nose as he sniffs his fingers.
Yeah.
I have to lower my voice because there's a tour group walking by right now.
Yeah.
So proud of the way that was shot and edited. Really happy with the way it turned out. Check out Live at Pompeii if you've never seen it, if you're a Pink Floyd fan.
That's what I was going to say is, you kind of mentioned that, but I had never seen the Pink Floyd video until this was like pretty much done. And we watched it edited that you had just done it. And then you looked that up on YouTube and we put it on two different monitors. And I'm like, these are the same shot. I didn't know what you were going for. I didn't know it was literally
that. He nailed it.
But I'm happy that without us saying anything, people slowly picked up on that.
Yeah.
Like just yesterday, people were tweeting out like, oh my gosh, the Pink Floyd performance.
We always, well, not always, but sometimes we like to pay homage to some of the great pieces of cinema that came out long before us. And it's fun to see like, okay, who gets it, who doesn't, who is experienced and who isn't.
Yeah.
So some people out there had a perceptive eye. They saw the reference.
Yeah. Right.
Proud
of
it.
That was cool.
Yeah. Yes.
That was fun.
Is that going to conclude this?
I think I have one more thing I want to do, one more segment.
Yeah.
For the gamers out there.
Was it the axe throwing, or did we not going to?
We did some axe throwing. Check out this axe throwing.
You guys ever thrown an axe before?
These guys are going to be throwing axes in just a sec.
All right, so throwing an axe is very similar to hammering a nail.
Okay.
So you guys take this?
Yep.
So it's a lot of wrist. So it's a lot of flick action like this.
Okay.
And what we're going to do is we're going to form a triangle from our shoulder, elbow, wrist using that as well.
Oh, okay.
Just think of like a straight up and down motion.
Okay.
You're going to power through with your bicep, flick the wrist at the end, and then theoretically it should stick into the wood at the end.
There. Oh, you got it. You got it.
We rolling.
I see the triangle. Yep. Oh,
that was too Derek. Much.
That was
too much flick.
Still a kill strike, though.
It was.
Oh, Derek, come on.
Too much wrist there, bro.
Yeah, I agree.
Settle down on the flicks.
Okay. Yeah, come on.
That was it.
Oh, Derek.
Started a bit hard on my man.
This is embarrassing. Oh, my God.
Hold on. I'm going to forget everything he told me.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Just ignore it.
I'm channel the gods here.
Yes, you got it. We believe in you. We all believe.
Okay. Oh, all he should have listened to what he said. Ooh. Oh my God, you guys. I'll delete the video in a second. Sean, you thought that would stick in?
Oh, and he broke the axe.
You broke the axe?
Less power.
Dude.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Okay, give me this point.
All right, here we go. I'm just getting my form. It looked menacing. I was getting my form, I swear. I wasn't going to throw.
Yeah, you can keep your prize, the broken axe handle.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to take that home.
There you go. You got
it's
it.
It's a triangle. There it
Visualize
is.
Visualize it sticking in.
It's there. Okay, yeah, we'll take a photo. I'll end it here. End on this cool image. That sucks.
Okay. Now we're back. Okay.
Yeah, wow, guys, you nailed that axe throwing.
No, that was embarrassing.
Amazing.
I've done axe throwing in the past. I think they rigged those axes.
I think New Zealand wood is screwed up.
Yeah, no, really. Hey, legitimately, this isn't on the thing, but afterwards, I walked up to the wood with the axe, and I just wanted to be cool and just chomp it in there. And the axe fell out, and I was like, "Well, I don't know what the fuck is going on."
The guy thought I was actually gonna throw it at him when I seriously was getting like this, and he's like, "No, throw it!" I'm not gonna throw it. I'm not gonna kill you.
So yeah, New Zealand wood. Check out the Beatles song.
They did give me that thing I broke off. That's
okay,
insane.
You did break the axe. That's true.
For the gamers out, is there anything else to say? Because I gotta do something for the gamers
out
there.
I'm good.
Oh, real quick, just want to let everyone know, shop.mega64.com is the best place to order anything, and we've got the best stuff. We put all kinds of stuff on sale. Sean's evil shirt,
oh yeah,
I think that's still up for pre-order now.
You guys asked me what the numbers were. I wasn't there to respond to that. Ouija board. So now you know.
And the Masked Man shirt is also up for pre-order right now on shop.mega64.com, as well as a whole lot of other great items. You can always count on great items there. And letting everyone know right now, Monday, November 4th at 6 p.m. Pacific on twitch.tv/mega64podcast. That's right. The Black Friday keynote.
Oh my God.
Black Friday 2019 keynote. We're going to be making some announcements. What are we doing for Black Friday? You're going to find out. So Monday night, 6 p.m. Pacific, check that out. It'll go on YouTube later if you miss it, but you want to see it live. And then Mega 64 Game Days.
That's right.
November 9th and 10th. It's coming. It's
get your tickets
happen.
Now.
Get your ticket.
If you don't have a ticket yet, you ain't going. So get a ticket.
The price just went up again, but we have a handful left. If you haven't been able to get one yet, they're available. Mega64.com/gamedays or shop.mega64.com. Both of those places, they got a ticket link.
We have a special event planned that day. Some of you may have seen Video Game Donkey has supposedly beat my Mario Maker level.
Yeah.
He cheated. We're not going to go into it now. Yeah. Well, I'll confront him live on stage, but all I'm going to say is, at Game Days, I get my revenge.
Yep. Oh, he ain't getting anywhere with that.
Well, check that out.
All right. Is that it for this podcast?
Yeah, I think we're good.
All right. There's something for the gamers. We've got something you're going to recognize.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.